Frequently Asked Questions. Written by Mad Maudlin. Read by Corey Cathonia. Rated for teen and up audiences, and no archive warnings apply. For the fandom of Hawkeye, the comics, featuring the characters of Clint Barton and Kate Bishop, and the additional tags of amnesia, epistolary, friendship, male-female friendship, and pizza dog. Recorded for Out of the Auditory 2023. Chapter 1. Monday, March 18th. Your frequently asked questions. Monday, March 18th, 6:39 p.m. Where am I? Interfaith Medical Center in Brooklyn. You got admitted through the ER around 10 this morning. Yes, they take the Avengers insurance plan, and also they were closest. What happened? You appear to have some kind of chronic amnesia, such that you keep asking everybody these questions every 5 minutes, so I drove you over here and wrote you this awesome FAQ. You're welcome. What's wrong with me? The doctors are still running a bunch of tests, but they think maybe it's meningitis. No, I don't know how you got meningitis, but don't breathe on me too much, just in case. Where's Lucky? Simone is taking care of him for now. When can I leave? Probably not soon, since, you know, meningitis. They did a spinal tap, which was gross, and you were total baby about it. And the results will be back in the morning. Chapter 2. Tuesday, March 19th. Frequently Asked Questions. Tuesday, March 19th, 2013. Where am I? You are now in a super secret spy hospital. I suspect it is in Jersey. What happened? You were feeling funny yesterday morning, and you asked me to give you a ride to the hospital. Specifically, you asked me for a ride to the hospital like 6 times and then locked me out of your apartment because you seemed to be having some short-term memory problems. The doctors at Interfaith diagnosed you with meningitis, but at about 3 o'clock in the morning, some spooks from S.H.I.E.L.D. turned up and brought you here. What's wrong with me? Obviously not meningitis, only nobody is telling me anything, so I can't be sure. How did you get here? Screaming. Lots and lots of screaming. Where's Lucky? Simone is taking care of him. I made sure someone ran her an extra bag of dog food since it looks like we're going to be here for a while. That lady looks familiar. She is LaTanya, your CNA, and she is super married, bro. Cut it out. Chapter 3. Wednesday, March 20th. Frequently Asked Questions for Wednesday, March 20th, which is today. What's my name? Clint. What's your name? Kate. Why am I tied to the bed? Long version? There's something wrong with your brain that's messing with your memories. We thought it was just your short-term memory, like the guy in Memento, but now it seems like you're forgetting a lot of other things, like names and how to read the FAQs I have been making you. And the IV lines are there for a reason. You've been in Secret Agent Memorial Hospital here for 48 hours as of me typing this. Short version? You tried to sneak out when I was getting food and beat up a security guard in the process. Don't beat up security guards, dumbass. What's wrong with my brain? I don't know, and nobody's willing to tell me because I'm not your next of kin. Try asking Natasha. She knows stuff. She is the one with the red hair, but she's not your next of kin either. When can I go home? Nobody will tell me that either, but I think it will help if you don't beat people up. Where's my dog? Your neighbor's taking care of him. Where are my hearing aids? Drawer by the bed. That lady is familiar. Dude, just stop. Can you get me a soda? Do I look like your maid? Chapter 4, Thursday, March 21st. Frequently asked questions, because we are all frankly sick of answering them. Who am I? You are Clinton Francis Barton, aka Hawkeye, aka Dumbass. Where am I? You are in a private medical facility run by secret agents. No fucking way. Yes fucking way. What the hell happened? For reasons nobody is entirely willing to explain at the moment, you appear to have lost the ability to access long-term semantic memory and to form new short-term memories. Yes, like the guy in Memento. Yes, Memento is the movie you're thinking of. That means you have been asking the same questions over and over for like 3 days, hence this FAQ. What day is it? As of this version of the FAQ, it is Thursday, March 21st. You seem to have started losing your memories on Sunday, March 17th, but under the circumstances, everyone thought you were just drunk as all hell, and so they didn't realize anything was wrong until Monday morning when you called me in. You are now in the secret agent hospital, and they have you all drugged up like Keith Richards, which frankly isn't helping with the memory thing. Why is this happening to me? See above, re nobody is telling me anything, and I'm the only one willing to type this all up for you, and then badger the nurses into letting me print it out. Incidentally, I owe them takeout, and you owe me all the coffee forever. Who are all you people? You? Dumbass. Me? Kate Bishop, also Hawkeye, she who brings you stuff and types FAQs and needs coffee. Natasha, your friend, who is not telling me anything, even though she totally knows something because she knows everything. Stop flirting with her, she jumped your ass years ago. Captain America. The actual Captain America. He apparently saw you on Sunday, but didn't realize you weren't just drunk, and now he feels bad. Stop asking if he's the actual Captain America, because I think it's weirding him out. Agent Coulson. Frankly, I don't know who he is or what he's doing here, but he keeps kicking me out to talk to you in private. If he is abusing you in any way, you just need to start drawing tick marks on your arm with that Sharpie by the bed, and I will spring you from this joint. Where are my hearing aids? They are in the drawer next to your bed. You keep taking them out because you can't sleep in them, and the drugs are making you fall asleep like every 5 minutes. I think I have a dog. Yes. You have a dog. Your downstairs neighbor, Simone, and her kids are taking care of him for you until you get your brain back. That lady looks familiar. You have 3 CNAs who check on you periodically, and only 2 of them are ladies, Trisha and LaTanya. The 3rd one, Chris, is probably going to start punching you if you call him a lady again. Stop flirting with them. Are we related and or dating? No. Also, hell no. Then why are you here? Because us Hawkeyes have to stick together. When do I get out of here? Nobody will tell me anything, but presumably once you no longer need this FAQ. Can I have some... insert any food and drink here. There is only so much junk food I can smuggle through the front door in my purse, okay? And no way are we getting a pizza delivered in here. So assume that the answer is no, and then you can be pleasantly surprised if this changes. Am I the Iron Fist? No, and I don't know why you suddenly started asking me this. Chapter 5, Friday, March 22nd. Frequently asked questions, Friday, March 22nd. Your name? Clint Barton. My name, Kate Bishop. Your problem? You are really, really sick, and it is scrambling your memories. Yes, like that movie with the guy in it. I know the one, and I know you know the one. How long? All week. Can they fix it? They damn well better be able to fix it. Where are we? Jersey. Why are you in restraints? You keep trying to escape on us, and frankly, this is easier than walking you back here every time you get halfway down the hall and then forget where you're going. Why am I here? Somebody has to be. Who's that guy in the suit? His name is Agent Coulson. Do not tell him anything. Did you give him the black eye? Yes. Where are my hearing aids? George, to your left, but you might as well leave them out because you keep falling asleep with them in and then waking up cranky. What are you doing here? Protecting your sad ass till you can do it yourself. Chapter 6. Saturday, March 23rd. FAQ. Saturday, March 23rd. Your name? Clint. My name? Kate. Who you are? A superhero with a malfunctioning brain. Who I am? A superhero whose sense of duty supersedes her sense of self-preservation? Are you shitting me? No. Where are we? In a hospital, where you are being treated for your memory loss. What happened? Apparently you went on a mission so secret that somebody tried to wipe it from your memory afterwards, so that not even you would know about it. Yes, that's fucked up, and yes, you are a moron for agreeing to such a thing. Now, all your memories are breaking down, which is why you keep asking me all this, and you're lucky I've decided that's punishment enough because you are seriously the king of bad decisions, and I know some people who make some really bad decisions. Holy shit. Yes. Can they fix me? They are trying. Who's the guy with the shiner? Agent Coulson. You can talk to him, but I'm not sure it does any good. Why can't I hear anything? You have long-term hearing loss in both ears. Your hearing aids are in the drawer on your left. Take them out before you fall asleep. Why are you here? Because right now I seem to be your only friend who doesn't have a vested interest in screwing you over. Well, me and Captain America, but he had to go to Mars or something. Really? Captain America? Yes, really. Stop asking him that. Chapter 7. Sunday, March 24th. March 24th, 2013. Mr. Barton, please try to remain calm. You are in a safe place. You are suffering from a degenerative neurological condition that is interfering with your ability to form and access memories. You've been in the care of a highly skilled medical team for the past week while we get to the bottom of this. We anticipate you making a full recovery. In the meantime, we have put you in restraints for your own protection. I understand that this is very disconcerting for you, but I assure you that we are doing everything we can. Please let one of your nurses know if you need anything or have any questions. Sincerely, Special Agent Phil Coulson. P.S. Do not listen to him, Clint. We are coming for you. Chapter 8. Monday, March 25th. Hello. Today is Monday. You have chronic memory loss right now. Your name is Clint. The people in the living room are Kate and Natasha. They are your friends. Please stop trying to punch them. There's pizza and your hearing aids in the living room if you want them. The dog's name is Lucky and he is yours. Chapter 9. Tuesday, March 26th. FAQ. Tuesday, March 26th. Your name? Clint. Everybody else. The awesome lady with the bow is Kate. The awesome lady with the hair is Natasha. The awesome guy with the hair is Billy. The dog is Lucky, and you named him that, so quit calling it a stupid name. What's happening? You had your brain scrambled by secret agents, and it broke your memories. We helped you escape from them, and Billy is trying to fix you with magic. No, really, what's happening? Look, dude, if I was gonna lie to you, I'd be able to come up with a lot more plausible scenario than that. Why am I wearing hearing aids? Because you need them, and you keep losing them when you take them out. Can I go outside? That is actually a very bad idea. Can I go to the bathroom? Yes, but you have to promise not to punch anybody, and then actually not punch anybody. Can you untie me? I'm really sorry, but you keep trying to run away, and you are infinitely safer here than anywhere else right now. So, no, not really. How long until I get better? Knowing Billy, I don't feel comfortable making predictions. I promise that this is the best we can do right now. Chapter 10, Wednesday, March 27th. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. You have been crazy since Sunday, March 17th. Where am I? This is my sister's place. She and her husband are in Europe being avant-garde, so we're safe here. What happened to me? The long story is too long because you can't reach the screen here to scroll down. The short story, you lost some memories, we broke you out of Spy Hospital, and you punched a wizard. We are currently hiding from S.H.I.E.L.D., certain Avengers, and the wizard's boyfriend until further notice. Why can't I remember... blank? Billy said it might take some time for everything to come back to you. Frankly, the fact that you know your own name right now is huge compared to yesterday, so I'm hoping by tomorrow I can stop tying you up, because it's getting weird. You can totally stop tying me up now. Nope, really can't. You can also give me back my hearing aids. You need to make up your mind whether you want these damn things or not. Is this my dog? Yep. And you're paying the bill for steam cleaning these rugs when you get your marbles back. His name is Lucky, and you're not allowed to feed him. How much do I owe you for putting up with my bullshit this week? You have no frickin' idea. Chapter 11, Thursday, March 28th. Today is Thursday, March 28th. My name is Clint Barton, and you or Sassy McSassy Pants. We're laying low at your sister's place because I'm in some trouble with S.H.I.E.L.D., and until I remember why that is, probably not a good idea to talk to people. You also need to work on your knots if you want to tie up non-brain-damaged people in the future, girly girl. Apologize to your friend with the sparkles for me, will ya? And don't let me feed the dog anymore today. And thanks. Signed, H. The end, and thank you for listening.